right, you lucky people. You get to experience the hand soak with me. Right now I'm in the kitchen. Actually, right now I'm in the kitchen and I'm watching my neighbor from across the street walk across the street with a plank of wood. Strange. Odd. Anyhow, what I'm doing is I am soaking my hand in water to try to increase the blood circulation to my hand. So I've got two tubs, two little big mixing bowls in front of me. One to the left is full of hot water, and then the one to the right is full of cold water with ice cubes. Some would call it ice water. So, the theory is... Hold on. I'm pausing. Because Caleb might be waking up. Hopefully not. Maybe he just dropped his binky. I'll go in and give it to him. Anyhow, soaking my hand because the theory is that if you soak it in hot water, ooh, that's cold. And then you soak it in the cold water and then alternate back and forth for 15 minutes, it stimulates blood circulation. I am not a doctor. I have no idea if this will do that or not, but that's what they say it is. And wow, that's some really cold water. Ow. Oh. Yeah, my pain tolerance is pretty nil. And that's about it for the cold water. Let's go back to the hot, which actually just feels kind of warm. I actually made a podcast entry when I was at the park earlier today, but it was so windy that I didn't want to subject you guys to that because it was going to be too noisy with the hiss and the wind. But now I'm in the kitchen. Now it's quiet. Now I can just talk. You can hear the hum of the house, maybe. Or not. What I mentioned earlier in the early podcast was that my hand is really beginning to bug me. And it's not so much the pain, because it's not a lot of pain. It's just, you know, numbness. The pain is when I go to physical therapy and they bend my finger inwards to try to make a fist, and they squeeze it in. That's painful. But it's just the inconvenience of being down to one hand instead of two. Granted, it's my left hand, which by default is a stupid hand anyway, because I'm right-handed. But not having that left hand to help me out, it makes a big difference. Suddenly, something that would take, you know, 10 seconds takes a minute, takes 2 minutes, takes forever. Going to the bathroom. I can't... Ugh. Blech. Going to the bathroom takes forever because I made the mistake of putting on my regular slacks with buttons. And trying to do a button with one hand, you know, just squeezing the button through the slip with your finger and your thumb, that takes a long time. Try it. Try it. Yeah, you know humility when you go up to your five-year-old and say, would you please unbutton daddy's pants? I need to go to the bathroom. Anyhow, so that, plus, you know, tonight I tried to make dinner. I was making grilled cheese and tomato soup. And I could get the can open a little bit, halfway, and then I couldn't pry it anymore because you don't have a left hand to hold the can so you can pull the top off. Yeah. And then even once you get that off, you can't really hold the bowl with your left hand. You gotta wrap it around with your arm, which is now kind of like a stub. Yes. Yes, I'm complaining. I am complaining. I should be thankful. Kevin, you should be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. I'm thankful that I still have my hand and that it's not gone. I'm thankful that Kim is a patient wife and is helping me out and is very patient with my rants. Thankful that we found a daycare for Kyler. No, for Caleb to put him in. And yet, on the flip side of all this, I just continue to feel stupid, and the stupidity keeps on giving. Because it was my stupid mistake, and now that mistake is costing us extra money, not only for, you know, the surgery, but for the lawnmower man, because I can't mow the lawn, because I can't push the lawnmower, for daycare, physical therapy, all the co-pays, $40 a shot, 2 to 3 times a week. That's going to be about 2 months, so that's an extra, it's like an extra $800 to $1,000 just out there because of my scissors sticking myself in the finger. It's painful. It's painful, and it aggravates me. So, I'm on edge these days. Kind of feel like I've been drinking caffeine, and I don't drink caffeine. So I'm trying to watch my attitude, trying to be a good Christian. Not a good singer, just a good Christian. So, there's that. My attitude with Mr. Hand. I need to get more sleep. I get a lot of sleep, but I need more sleep. Because apparently my hand takes it out of me. Okay. I'm done with the cold. I am enjoying my my recorder. Loving my recorder. Love the stereo sound on it. All I have to do is test it with some telemarketers. Who, by the way, are not calling me. So I'll test it on those, see if I can record it, or if there's going to be too much feedback on the phone line, like there was in Oklahoma, which kept me from recording it. It'd be great if I could record it on this. Otherwise, I'll just do the old, you know, analog cassette tape. Do it that way. Hopefully I'll get some new episodes up soon. By the way, computers. The computer is fast. My computing is slow, because now I can't use my left hand for the keyboard shortcuts. So yes, I'm complaining again about my left hand. Be positive. Power of positive thinking. Think of the good things. Fake smile. Blah. Oh, isn't this what you wanted to hear? You didn't want to hear Kevin ranting? It's my podcast. It's transparent. It's full of ups and downs. You'll get it all. It's 7 minutes long now, so might as well end it, right? Oh. Yep. I'm gonna end it. Bye-bye.